I do want to look at the book of Ruth. I'm just going to look at this first chapter and just hit a couple of highlights in this first chapter. We all know the story of Ruth and Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi. Her husband had brought her from the area of Bethlehem and moved them to Moab, and they'd spent time there. And so Naomi, her sons, both married Moabite women, one of them being Ruth. And as years went by, Naomi's husband died, and then both of the sons died. So you have Naomi and her two daughter-in-laws, and things are very bad. Obviously, she's got no men in her life, so there's no one to support her, as was required during that time. So she's struggling. Obviously, the daughter-in-laws are struggling as well. And one of the great things is you see that Naomi, even though she's in Moab, it's not like they had news broadcasts or you could telephone and say, hey, things are really good back here in Bethlehem. It's not like they had that kind of news service. But when God is moving, people know about it and word transfers. Word is moved when God is moving and doing great things. And so Naomi had heard, even in Moab, Naomi had heard that God was moving and meeting needs and things were taking place. And because she saw that God was moving and meeting the needs of people, meeting the needs of even some of her family members there in Bethlehem, she determined that she was going to make her return. She was going to come back to the land where she had been raised. And so we see that she brings her two daughter-in-laws and she says, listen, I'm going back. You guys go back to your homes, go back to your mother's and your father's houses, be with them. My life is basically, I'm bitter. My life is basically over. I'm going to go back. You guys stay here. And both of those daughters-in-laws said, no, we're going to go with you. We will be with you. As it got closer to the time, you see Naomi being very firm, saying, return to your homes. Return to your homes. Am I going to have any children that you can marry? Are you going to wait for them? If I have children even at this age, are you going to wait for them to become men so you can marry them? Return to your homes and return to your families. And so the one daughter-in-law does, but Ruth says that she's going to stay with Naomi. And of course, that's what leads us into the entire story of Ruth as Naomi and Ruth return back to Bethlehem. And we see that just the kinsman redeemer takes care of them. And you just see how God redeems the entire situation and how God's plan is to redeem all situations. When you go through the Old Testament, you go through the New Testament, one of the key things that you see is God is redeemer. His nature is to redeem. So even when we make choices or we make decisions or we do things in our life that cause us to lose, that cause us to suffer loss, even when life itself just brings things that bring loss to us, God's nature is to redeem. And this is what we see with the book of Ruth. But there's a few things I want to focus on here in this first chapter of the book of Ruth. In verse number 6, it says, then she arose with her daughters-in-law, and this is what we just touched on a few moments ago, that she might return from the land of Moab. For she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. So this is a hard time for everybody. She has no men in her life to even take care of or provide for, but she's heard. This is what God does. When God moves and does great things, people hear about it. This is why it's so important for us to look to God. When I said earlier, you know, it's important to look up, to look towards God, to make the determination to look away from the problems. The easiest thing in the world for us to do, and listen, I know because this is a battle for me all the time. The easiest thing for us to do is to look squarely at the problem and focus on the problem and become so aware of the problem and have our vision so much on the problem that we miss the promises or we miss the deliverance that is ours in Jesus Christ. It's easy for me when problems arise to become so obsessed with the problems that you forget everything else. That's why we see those phrases. That's why we see that phrase, look up. He looked up. Jesus looked up. Looking up. You see that repeated again and again and again because it is the determination. It's making the choice and the determination to look away from the problem, to look away from the natural, and to focus on the spiritual, to focus on the miraculous, to focus on the promises of Jesus Christ, to look to him and put your hope and your trust and your faith in him and in his word. And when we will do that, if we will look up and look to him, and you start to receive the deliverance, you start to see God redeeming your situation and turning things around and doing supernatural things in your life, when you start to see that, guess what? Other people are going to see that, hear that, talk about it, and they'll respond as well. That word, that truth, that reality will be transferred mouth to mouth, family to family, even city to city. This is the life that we should live. We should be, our lives should be a living example of the fact that Jesus is true to his word. His promises are powerful, and his promises are for us today. His deliverances are for us today. That he is a redeemer, and he redeems situations and turns them around and puts us in the place of victory. And even if we've suffered loss, he redeems situations, so we get those things back, and we get them back multifold because he's a God of abundance. When you realize those things in your life, people are watching, they will see it, they'll be moved as well. It'll cause them to want to stretch their faith a little bit, and it'll cause them to say, I want to believe Jesus for things. If God did that for them, I want to try. I want to step out in faith. I want to stretch my faith, and I want to believe. They will look to Jesus where before maybe they never did. Or even as believers, maybe they know Jesus, but they weren't looking to him. They weren't looking up. They were looking at the situation or the circumstances. The nature of Jesus Christ is a redeemer. He redeems situations. He redeemed you and I from what we deserved. He redeemed us from sin. He is by nature a redeemer. And we see this being demonstrated here with the story of Ruth and with Naomi. Naomi was from Bethlehem. She's away and she's in the land of Moab. Moab oftentimes, which is kind of interesting, you look at Moab, and Moab really represents, in the Old Testament again and again, it represents the flesh, it represents the carnal. So she had gone with her husband and her two sons. She had gone from the land that was part of the promised land where all the promises were. She had moved from that area of the promises. She had moved from there to the land of the Moabites, and Moabites represent, again, the flesh, the carnal. So she's moved away from the favor. She's moved away from the promises of God. She's living in the carnal, and in the carnal, she lost everything, everything. But when she hears, because word of mouth, when God is moving and doing things, people hear, and it makes them want to believe. It's hard for us to understand, but we need to realize that in our very DNA, our very spiritual DNA, okay, it's not really spiritual DNA, I'm just using this as an illustration. We understand that in this physical body, we have DNA. DNA creates. Everything is built from the building blocks of DNA. Everything that we are is built up from the DNA. From who you are spiritually, the very core of who you are spiritually, to use a metaphor, your spiritual DNA, built within your spiritual DNA, is a desire to know him more. It is a hunger for God. It's a desire for him. Within your very spirit is the ongoing. And even when you turn your back on Jesus, and we all lived a portion of our life having turned our backs on Jesus, even when you had your back turned towards Jesus, and even when you denied, and even when you said, I don't care, I don't want to know, there's a part of you that did. There always is that part of you that is searching and knows that you need Jesus Christ. It's built into who you are. This is the truth of who we are. So even Naomi, as she's away and she has turned her back on the things, the promises of God, the faithfulness of God, she's turned her back upon the promised land and the land that was given as a gift and the land where the promises of God, she's turned her back on the promises of God and she's accepted the things of the world. Even in that state, she still hungered. And when she heard, and this is so key, when she heard the truth of God and the might of God and the supernatural faithfulness of God, the miraculous of God taking place back in the land of promise that she had left. You know what it stirred? It stirred that which was inside of her, which is inside of every one of us, which is a desire for more of God. It's a desire for more of Jesus Christ. That stirred in her to the point where she said, look, I'm going back. I'm leaving the carnal. I'm leaving the flesh. I'm going back to the land of promise. I'm going back to looking to him. She is making the determination to take her eyes off of the things of the flesh, the things of the world, making the determination to put her eyes on God and the promises of God. Ruth had heard God was moving to meet needs in Bethlehem. When we have needs, we need to do the same thing. We need to make the determination to take our vision, our perspective, to take our glances, to take our eyes off of the natural, off of the problems. Take your eyes off of the problems that are right now plaguing you, take your eyes off of that and make the determination to look to the promises of God. What is it that's on you today? What is it that's weighing you down today? Take your eyes off of it. Make the determination today that I'm not going to obsess over the problem and over the issue. I will not obsess over it. Instead, I'm going to obsess over Jesus Christ. I'm going to put my focus, I'm going to look to Him. I'm going to obsess in Him. When Naomi had heard that God was moving in Bethlehem, that the needs were being met, she had to make the determination to look towards the promises, and she had to make the determination to go. She had to make the determination to leave the carnal, to leave the flesh. She had to make the determination to go to where the blessings are. She had to obey, and she had to go. We see the same thing with Elijah. In the story of Elijah, you know, there's that time when Elijah spoke the drought upon all the land. Well, that drought and that famine that followed, that was all. It was overtaking the entire land, including where Elijah was. Elijah, he didn't know where he was going to have to go. I said Elijah. It's Elijah. Elijah didn't know where he was going to have to go. He didn't know how God was going to meet the need. He just obeyed God. And then as soon as he obeyed God, God said, go to the brook Cherith, because there I'm going to bring food to you, the water supply there. I will supply your needs. We have to make the determination. Look, in summation, this is what I want you to see today. What is your problem? What is the thing that's weighing on you? What is dragging you down? What is taking away your hope? What's taking away your joy? What is robbing you of the good things and the promises that are yours as a believer in Jesus Christ? What is keeping you from walking as an overcomer today? What is that? Whatever that thing is, what I'm suggesting is take your eyes off of that today. Don't look towards that, but instead look towards God. Make the determination to look away from the natural, from the flesh, from the carnal. What happens is when we focus on our problems, when we are deliberate to focus on our problems, the end result of that is we obsess on those promises and we totally close our eyes to the promises of God, to the good things of God, to the deliverances, to the power of God, and to the power of the Word of Jesus Christ. So the first thing is take your eyes, make the determination to take your eyes off of the natural, the flesh. Decide you're not going to live in Moab anymore. Decide you want to return to the land of promise. You want to return to the land of the promises. You want to return to the promises of Jesus Christ. Make that determination. Look towards the promises. Look towards Him. Spend time with Him. And then go. She had to go. She had to, you know, God didn't bring, God had the promises. She had to go to the promises. Sometimes we sit back and we, oh, I'm praying, but nothing's happening. Obey. Sometimes you have to move, you have to go, you have to lay hold of, you have to actually appropriate, possess, procure, you have to actually lay hold of the promises, grab hold of them yourself. Jesus has done everything He can do. He's provided the answers for me. I have to lay hold of them. I have to go. I have to move. Naomi had to move, and Ruth moved with her. And there's so much more in that story that I just don't have time to go over today. But be encouraged in those things. And whatever it is that's holding you back today, whatever it is that's keeping your focus on the natural, on the flesh, on the carnal, on the problems, make the determination. I'm going to look away and I'm going to look to Jesus Christ with hope and promises. And I'm going to obey. I'm going to go. I'm going to leave behind the trouble. And I'm moving forward to lay hold of those promises of Jesus Christ. And you will find those promises coming to pass, the supernatural and the miraculous coming to pass in your life. Because it's His Word and His promises. And it's been His Word and His promise even from very early on in the Bible. Even in the early books like Ruth, we see His faithfulness and His promise to His Word.